But it needs to be used for something, and, you know, what else are you going to use it for? And the previous owner said they had people stopping all the time, you know, asking to rent it.
Were you talking about putting a privacy fence between you and the gentleman behind you? Was that what you were saying?
Yes. Scott had told me about a buffer.
Mm-hmm. The buffer and what she presented, and I've got it in the PowerPoint, is I think it's 48 or 50 feet of privacy fence on the west fence line to that corner, and then another 50 feet of this, and that's what she's presenting as a proposal for you guys to look at. So privacy fence here and here, and I've got some good pictures of it on the back. This actually is a fence. I think we can kind of see that one, actually.
There are a good number of rentals on Honeysuckle.
That was already privacy fence there, so that would extend that one, and then it would come this way.
And all my neighbors on Honeysuckle, except for the one, are in favor of it. I didn't get two of the signatures. I couldn't get them at home, but I talked to them before I had my list ready to sign, and they said they were in favor of it. So I'll have their signatures before the next meeting. So the only one on my street that wasn't sure, you know, was the one on the corner there. And again, their main objection, you know, was the rapist thing when I talked to them the first time.
How many?
You might be opening the door for all your neighbors to build a little tiny house in their backyards, too.
I don't know. But there are at least three or four rental properties on Honeysuckle. The house straight across from me is a rental. The one on the left side is a rental. Then across from that one, I know there's another rental. So there's a good number, a few of them.
You talking about nightly rentals or monthly rentals?
Nightly.
Nightly.
Hmm. That's what I was wondering. Hmm. That looks like a beautiful area for a monthly rental. Mm-hmm. For, what was it, Eddie said, affordable.
There's a little cabin, I think it's on Abbott. See, Deerfield is behind us. If you go straight down Deerfield, one of those little side streets over there, there's a really cute little cabin that is a vacation rental. Maybe it's north, one of those, I think it's north, the one kind of in the middle. I believe that's where it is. There's a little cabin over there, a log cabin.
How many feet is a buffer, Scott, both directions? Is what she's saying?
What she's presented, and it'll be in your public hearing, is 48 feet this direction on your east line, and then 48, which brings it out past that home. And that was the presentation of the alternative buffer to the vegetative buffering.
You're basically carrying the fence out to for line of sight between those two houses.
Correct.
And as I said, the gentleman behind me wasn't excited about the fence. He said he felt boxed in with all the neighbors. He's an older gentleman. His wife passed away a little over a year ago, so he's been, all the neighbors tell me he's been really depressed. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
Well, I want to see during the public, or before, at the public hearing, I want to see a plan for a driveway and a turnaround behind the house, because it looks like you're going to have to move a couple of trees there. I don't know. I'm not getting a clear picture of it.
I can jump ahead and just kind of show you some of these photos.
Yeah, there's plenty of room
the back
for a drive.
Where these cedar trees are, and then you can see this privacy fence. So this would be the backside where we'd carry the privacy fence. Here's a picture looking out towards the road. There's an area between the bush and then
tree,
this tree.
That one's about on the line, I think. maybe, I'm not sure.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Plenty of room driving between them.
Well.
Yeah, this point.
The other picture didn't look like there was. There may be.
Here's the straight view. Your line's kind of right in here, or actually it might be on that fence.
Yeah, it's right even with that chain link fence, if you see the chain link fence behind there.
I see that chain link, so it comes over even to the left where I took the picture.
So yeah, there's plenty of room for a driveway over there.
Well, I'm not saying there isn't room. I just kind of like to see it kind of laid out so I'd understand it better.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a layout?
Yeah.
Well, that's built on, I guess you could call that what, piers? Yours?
It is. It's on posts.
Yeah.
It's a post.
Looks like posts and pads.
Yeah, they said they cemented 2 or 3 feet down, and they used those hurricane straps all over it. They said if a tornado came, the big house would go before the little house.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but...
Is there plumbing on the inside of the building?
No, I'm having all that done.
So you're going to enclose that little area underneath it then?
Yes. That would have marine grade wood, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
From there down to the ground.
How do you keep the raccoons out from under it now?
I don't know. Them off.
I've never had any get in the trash or on my deck or anything.
It's because they're all under your little house.
The room is with Ron Gillis.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we would be putting the marine grade down to the ground to keep everything out from under there.
And keep your pipe from freezing.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Everybody good?
I'm good.
But their son and then another son and his little boy lived there for 2.5 years. I don't know how. I guess they went into the main house, go to the bathroom and to use water and stuff.
Good.
Okay, we'll see you January 8th.
What would you like me to bring for the driveway?
The way you're going to lay it out.
So who do I need to talk to about laying it
out?
Well,
you could come in and we could do just an aerial of one of these pictures, and then you can draw on there what your concept is. You could take your aerial.
No, I don't have. I'm not looking for an engineered drawing or anything.
That's right.
I'm just
kind
of want to get a good solid idea of where it's going.
Measure between your tree and your bush, and then you can draw on the printout that we can produce, and then you can measure and show how wide the driveway would be.
Looks
and how
like
deep.
A good sight distance
mm-hmm.
both ways, straight lane there and everything.
Right.
Okay,
of course, the road and bridge, is that a doable thing, Mr. Hayes? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll see you January the 8th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
First one has told us that. Okay, last one,
17-47 of 189 Friendly Hills, Mark Kirby and Sheila Brown, Sheila Brown representative. This is the one that was in Friendly Hills. He's reapplied. Won't spend a whole lot of time showing the location. I think everybody kind of knows. A few pictures of it. And then I'll let the representative come up.
Who is the representative?
Mark, he's here.
Got
it. Mark Kirby, the applicant's here. Mark Kirby.
Hi. Anybody got any questions?
They just schematically pulled it back out, please.
There's where your Gunner Hill hits 265, and you go in. Here's your stop sign. You would turn left on Friendly Hills Drive. Does that help you?
Do you have a closer view of the front of the house in relationship to the driveway? Is that a private driveway there in front of the house?
The Friendly Hills Drive?
Well, there's one right in front of the house. That's what I'm trying to determine.
You mean that one?
Friendly Hills Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Friendly Hills Drive?
You talking about in the street right in front of the house there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mine.
Is that what you were needing there?
That's exactly what
okay.
I was needing.
There you go.
So, Scott, did you say this is a reapplication?
Mm-hmm. It was February, which I had in the public hearing
this
part of it.
This committee, I got a 3-3 vote last time I was here. So I'm doing it again to see if I can't get a permit for it.
The motion was made, and then it failed for lack of a majority. It was a tie 3-3 vote, and it didn't have a majority either direction. So,
what did we... I'm worried about parking. We didn't resolve anything on parking before.
Not that I can remember.
I didn't remember anything about
GK
it.
GK sure addressed
yeah,
that.
I have added extra parking in the driveway there.
Oh, you have?
If it's in this picture or not.
No, this older picture. Is that right in this area here?
Yeah,
and I saw the new
all
concrete.
That, in, mm-hmm. that all in. I'm leveling the whole backyard where I can have two parking spots back there also. And it's also good for that street for turnaround. I'll allow anybody to turn around there, like emergency vehicles, or if somebody needs to turn around on the street instead of going, because there's no turnaround at the bottom.
Which is on this side. He's got a bunch of big rocks. He's put a tier and added a whole bunch of dirt, and then he's got another tier of rocks, which we'll have pictures of. But yeah.
He's coming back.
And they'll be able to turn right there and turn around, or emergency vehicle can park there if they want to.
How many bedrooms?
5-bedroom, 3.5 bath.
Wait, we got any new pictures?
Because this is just a concept? The public hearings where we run through all the new.
Yeah.
This is a concept night. January 8th, we'll have new pictures.
Not enough, Scott. I'm just aggravating you.
Well, I just answered.
I guess if we wanted to see it, I don't know if we go out there.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'll post it tomorrow, and that's when I was planning on taking pictures to put his posting up. We do that the day after concept.
We'll drive out there tomorrow and then do supper afterwards.
There you go.
I'm good.
So are you putting a retaining wall on this side around back?
Yeah, the whole backyard wasn't usable because it was too steep. I couldn't even get anybody to mow it or even do weeds or anything. So I'm putting in two levels, two stone levels.
Using landscape blocks.
Say again?
Using them landscape blocks.
No, the yard will be one full big yard, and then right up closer to the road, it'll be another level.
He's using these great big rocks.
Yeah, giant.
Are those coming from Tim down there?
The same rocks Tim's using.
Okay.
Same guy doing his rocks.
Tim Davis got a huge pile of rocks down there, but there's a row of rocks that kind of go around like this. And then there's another row that come in here, which I'll have pictures of. It's the great big limestone rocks.
Right now, I don't have the second row. He's just building the back row right now.
Is he? So,
yeah. You'll see all the rocks in there. And there was a lot of people driving down that road because there was no sign going up telling the people to go to the hotel up there. So I actually put a sign up there, which slowed down a lot of traffic driving there because they had no idea where to go. You would think that hotel would have put a sign saying this way, and it's going this way. So
yep.
I had a lot of traffic on that road just by putting that sign.
I was down there the other day when I was lost. I was in there.
Yeah, because there's no signs there. So
I noticed that.
Been down that.
Like I was there.
Be a lot,
cars
I've never been down
day.
This drive. Never been up to the other drive to the right across from this one. This one house up there. Scott, you got it. I've never seen that. Yeah, there's one up there. No.
You talking about the corner? You talking about the corner?
The big house there in the center up at the top.
Yeah, that's.
I've never been up that road either. Anyway, anybody got any more questions? Mm-hmm. We'll see you January the 8th.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody got any old or new business they want to talk about?
I'll remind the planning